You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact that you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. They make it super simple. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with coverage options tailored to your choices. Plus, you'll see which discounts you may qualify for, like the online quote discount or savings for paying in full. In fact, 99% of Progressive Auto customers earn at least one discount. See if you could save when you switch to Progressive. You'll feel good about making a savvy choice. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little extra cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
Let's be honest, everyone hates bank fees. The last thing I want to do is to pay to access my own money. But there's good news. Chime is changing the way people bank. They're not like traditional banks that love to gatekeep the best rewards and pile on hidden fees unless you have a massive balance. Chime offers the most rewarding fee-free banking. We're talking no overdraft fees, no monthly fees, and no minimum balance fees. And with Chime Card, you're empowered to build your credit through everyday spending, getting 5% cash back in categories of your choice. Not to mention Chime's savings rate is 9 times the national average. Join the millions who are already banking fee-free. Head to chime.com/redhanded. That's chime.com/redhanded. Sign up now. It only takes a few minutes. Chime is a fintech, not a bank. Banking services and Chime Card provided by Chime's bank partners. Qualifying direct deposits required. Terms and limits apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to yet another Lucy Letby update from us, yours truly. And that is because yesterday, on the day of recording this, the 4th of February 2026, Netflix did, of course, drop their brand new Lucy Letby documentary. This is not a sponsored episode. We are just going to be talking about it. We assume you have watched a Netflix documentary. Otherwise, this is going to be pretty strange to just listen to our take on it. Maybe you listen to the update. Maybe you skip straight here. But let's talk about our thoughts.
I would say, I think there are reasons for this that I'll go into, but out of every sort of Letby thing I have consumed, I would say the Netflix documentary made me feel, I emoted the most. Mm-hmm. It made me feel like most like in like pit of my stomach, like this is so grim.
Yeah.
But I do wonder whether I just haven't been across it as much as you. Mm-hmm. I think the thing that really got me is when they go to arrest her for the second time and she's just sat there. That is a broken person. Like, that is what a mentally ill, bottom of the barrel, depressed, losing touch with reality person looks like.
Yeah.
And that I've obviously seen like clips of it. I've never seen it. I've never seen the whole thing before. And that I was like,
yeah,
that is an unwell woman.
It was. I also felt very much a lot of things watching this Netflix documentary. I think the scene in particular where she's saying goodbye to her cat, that for some reason made me feel really upset. And I was like, oh God. And then of course, having the mother of baby Zoe, who died in the Countess of Chester Hospital, speaking about her experiences there, that was also incredibly heartbreaking to witness, to watch a mother who lost a child like that, talking about the pain that she went through. So all round, yes, very emotive documentary for sure. And I think when Netflix said they were going to drop this episode, we knew for maybe about 2 weeks before this happened that they were going to do this. And I was excited to hear that Netflix were going to do this. I think that we are still waiting, obviously, to hear what the Criminal Case Review Commission is going to do, whether they are going to kick Lucy Letby's case back into the appeals court. Like, that decision hasn't been made yet. And notoriously, that's not something they love to do in this country. So I felt like it's good that Netflix are doing this because the more pressure on them, the better. That's my opinion on it. I was surprised to say watching it, though, as much as I felt things, because there was definitely a lot more police interview footage, a lot more body cam footage of Lucy Letby than I had ever seen before.
Mm.
And I had really, like you said, dug into this case quite a lot. And that was interesting to just have more eyes and ears on like what was actually going on. But I didn't feel like there was that much new that came out of this.
No, there wasn't. I thought they spun it in a very good way. They told a very good story. The way they flip it around in the middle was very well done, centering around one baby, very clever. Because, you know, it is easier to feel for one family than it is for 17.
Yeah.
So as story spinners, they did a really good job with it, I thought. But there isn't anything new there. So there couldn't be anything that they put in. I suppose the only video format feature film documentary out there that has, you know, the suspicion, the initial arrest, the bail, the rearrest, then the New Yorker article, then the press conference with Julie, and then going from then, it hasn't ever been in one place before.
That's exactly.
Apart from on our feed.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Netflix.
A lot of the stuff that had come out previously to this didn't include that very, very, to me, pivotal press conference that was held.
Yes.
And so I think having it all in one place, so it's not like this scattergun sort of take on a very, very big case, I think that's very good. I think what I found a bit challenging about it is it's very unusual for Netflix or anybody really to be doing a one-parter, like a one-part true crime documentary.
Mm.
I was like pleasantly surprised it was an hour and a half. But then I was also at the end of it, felt a bit unsatisfied because I thought while they included clips from the press conference and they had a very brief interview with Dr. Lee, I felt like there were still things that they should have dug into more, like the fact that in the press conference, they absolutely refute the idea of synthetic insulin being in these babies. Mm. And I felt like that for a lot of people was the smoking gun.
Yeah.
You can kind of look at the stats, you can look at the rosters, you can look at all these things, and people were like, you tell people there's synthetic insulin in two babies that shouldn't have been there, bam, it's murder. And they do include the clip of Dr. Shuley saying there were no murders, but I think I would have liked to see them pull out more clips from that, frankly, enormous press conference, particularly the part where they were saying about there was no synthetic insulin. These babies, all babies, particularly preterm babies, have a very, very difficult time managing their blood sugar levels. There was confusion. There was a lot of incompetence on that ward. And I don't think they really hammered that point home, that there wasn't synthetic insulin. From a panel of like absolutely eminent pediatric experts from across the world saying that, I think that would have been really, really powerful. And they didn't do that.
No, they did the opposite.
Yeah.
They did literally the opposite. They're like, there was synthetic insulin in those babies. Someone had to put it there. The end.
They said that and then they didn't.
They didn't do the.
Yeah. Yeah. Which for a lot of people, you hear that and then it doesn't matter what else you hear because that is such a like, bam.
Yeah. I did think though, when Mark McDonald, when he's talking about the rotor, and I know we said in the update that it was kind of just made to look more damning than it was. I actually think I don't believe that anymore. Like, she was there every single time. It wasn't made to look like she was. Mm-hmm. And Mark McDonald in the documentary said, well, you know, she was more experienced. She'd done more courses. So it would be odd if she wasn't there with the sickest babies. Okay, fine. She was there every time. That is irrefutable. And it's circumstantial. I take that. But she was.
I don't take the point that she was there every time because in the update, this is what we spoke about. I think they explain this incredibly poorly again in the documentary because my point is they honed down on 17 babies, some of whom died, some of whom collapsed, right? The problem was when that fucking Dr. Dewey Evans got the list from the doctors of total number of collapses and total number of deaths, there was more like 26. There was way more than they end up picking. And he just decides, after he's seen who their suspect is, which 17 he was going to pick. There was no explanation ever given for why, if you had, say, 20, and I can't remember off the top of my head exactly because I haven't got it in my notes, but say 26 odd collapses and deaths of babies. There was no explanation from Dr. Evans as to why he picked 17 out of those 26. Why could he explain some of those 26 when those babies died in the exact same circumstances, but he couldn't explain 17? That's my problem. Out of 26, if you picked any random 17 and drew up a roster, you could pick any nurse who was there for all 17, if you see what I mean. If there was only 17 and Lucy was there for all of them, that is powerful circumstantial evidence, and I wouldn't refute that. But there wasn't only 17. There was more. He chose 17 with no explanation as to why those 17 were chosen and why, say, another 9 were disregarded.
Mm-hmm.
That was my problem with it, because that to me feels like you are cherry picking the ones that you want. Why are you choosing those? And he never gave an explanation as to why.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the main points that Dr. Xu Li makes, is what is the difference between this baby whose death or collapse was disregarded and this baby's death or collapse that was included in that list? And that's the problem for me with that information. But they explained it so poorly in the documentary.
Yeah, I mean, so poorly, I'd forgotten.
I was watching it and I was like, why are you saying it like this? Why are you not explaining it? Like, that to me, again, felt really infuriating, because the way in which the cases were picked and the synthetic insulin, for me, were the two things that turned my opinion on this, right?
Mm.
And both of those were explained very, very poorly in that documentary.
Yeah, and I can understand why they did it. It's more dramatic.
Absolutely.
I would say, basically, I've gone from thinking she didn't do it to thinking, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why you would keep a file of notes in your house that labeled keep.
I don't know. I think there were weird things. But again, I feel like there was a lot of dramatization around some of that, where the police were like, there were asterisks in her diary on the day that babies died. And I was like, because they were significant days.
Yeah, no, that I can. But taking hospital documentation home to your house and keeping it in a folder labeled keep.
Again.
Don't like.
Look, I would say I still, because, not just because of the Lucy Letby case, but because this same evidence, this same like roadmap of evidence has been used to convict other nurses in other countries in like staggeringly the same way. And the fact that in those countries, because appeals are easier to do, and I don't mean like the bar is lower, I mean like you can literally get an appeal, and they had actual experts called in their defense, which Lucy Letby did not have, and they have been proven to be not guilty. I just feel like, I don't think she's guilty. I don't think she did this.
Mm.
I also think another thing that they don't talk about in this documentary, which again feels like a real missed point, is since all this happened, the NHS maternity wards around the country have been under so much scrutiny for how terrible they are. Like, that's just the facts of the matter. Like, there have been multiple maternity wards that have been like deemed to be completely not fit for purpose in terms of maternal care, in terms of baby care. Babies are dying, mothers are dying, very, very poor outcomes. And I feel like in this documentary, it's kind of repeated this idea of like, well, why would we say this? Why would we say that Lucy Letby was a killer? We have no reason to say this. And I'm like, you have every incentive to say this, because your hospital was failing. Your hospital was failing at doing its job. You were letting mothers and babies suffer. Like, even the mother of the baby who died had to accept, after Dr. Xu Li said in the press conference, that mother should have been given antibiotics, and she wasn't, or she was given them far too late. This is not an isolated hospital in which this was happening. This is happening everywhere. They had a particular spike of this problem going on. And the consultants, as far as I feel like, and I say the opposite in the very first episode we did, they're covering their asses, because the nurses there were saying they were never there. They were never on call. We were left with babies that we were not adequately prepared or trained to look after. And Dr. Xu Li and the panel of doctors who, chaired that panel, went through every single case and found, and this is the really powerful thing to me, there were no murders, in his opinion and in the opinion of all of these doctors. Every single one of those babies died as a result of poor treatment, negligence, or just because that baby wasn't going to survive anyway. And I think for me, it's not, I still can't even get to the point where I'm like, did Lucy Letby do it or not? Because I can't even get past the initial hurdle of, were there even crimes or not, other than gross negligence on the part of the hospital. And they sort of just say at the end, the Countess of Chester Hospital is now being investigated for like corporate manslaughter. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they were doing a fucking piss poor job. And I think that it was easier for them to say, not, we have a gross incompetency problem. We have one person who is sabotaging our efforts, one nefarious person, and we've got rid of her now and everything's fine. And they say, after Lucy Letby left, we didn't have any more deaths because they got downgraded and they got such sick babies taken away.
Yeah.
If you've been listening to Red Handed for long, you'll know that we're diehard devotees of the best shapewear brand around, Honey Love. They're an independent, female-founded brand with intelligent products designed by women who actually wear them. Looking for bras so comfy you can work, live, and even sleep in them while still feeling supported? Honeylove has got you covered, literally. For everyday wear, I recommend their best-selling Cloud Embrace bra. It's so lightweight that it feels like, yep, your boobs are being hugged by a cloud. And their shapewear is designed to move with you, so no more rolling it up the second you hit the dance floor. Treat yourself to the most advanced bras and shapewear on the market. Use our exclusive link to save 20% off Honeylove at honeylove.com/redhanded. That's honeylove.com/redhanded. After you check out, they'll ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Experience the new standard in comfort and support with Honeylove.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact that you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. They make it super simple. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with coverage options tailored to your choices. Plus, you'll see which discounts you may qualify for, like the online quote discount or savings for paying in full. In fact, 99% of Progressive Auto customers earn at least one discount. See if you could save when you switch to Progressive. You'll feel good about making a savvy choice. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little extra cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
Let's be honest. Everyone hates bank fees. The last thing I want to do is to pay to access my own money. But there's good news. Chime is changing the way people bank. They're not like traditional banks that love to gatekeep the best rewards and pile on hidden fees unless you have a massive balance. Chime offers the most rewarding fee-free banking. We're talking no overdraft fees, no monthly fees, and no minimum balance fees. And with Chime Card, you're empowered to build your credit through everyday spending, getting 5% cash back in categories of your choice. Not to mention Chime's savings rate is 9 times the national average. Join the millions who are already banking fee-free. Head to chime.com/redhanded. That's chime.com/redhanded. Sign up now. It only takes a few minutes. Chime is a fintech, not a bank. Banking services and Chime Card provided by Chime's bank partners. Qualifying direct deposits required. Terms and limits apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Does anyone else feel like August is the Sunday of summer? It's the perfect time to hit reset before the autumn rush. And for me, that always starts with my wardrobe. Quince specializes in effortless, high-quality essentials like ultra-soft organic cotton and premium stretch denim. Everything at Quince is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Because they work directly with ethical factories and cut out the middleman, you're paying for actual quality instead of brand markup. Their leather handbags are gorgeous and honestly just as good quality as designer names. I find myself reaching for Quince accessories as the perfect finishing touch for pretty much all of my outfits. Upgrade your everyday. Go to quince.com/redhanded for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada and the UK too. That's quince.com/redhanded for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/redhanded.
Some of us are not naturally money people. And if you're not, it either means ignoring things and letting it all pile up around you or spending hours staring at a spreadsheet every few weeks trying to make it all make sense. If you're doing the latter, let me give you back your time by telling you about Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Rocket Money tracks your subscriptions and lets you unsubscribe with just a few taps. Plus, it automatically categorizes all of your transactions, helping you to organize it all and revealing your real spending patterns so you can set budgets, goals, and alerts. Let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Join at rocketmoney.com/redhanded. That's rocketmoney.com/redhanded. rocketmoney.com/redhanded.
Yeah, I think all of those things are true. And it obviously makes complete sense that the ward getting downgraded meant less babies died. But I also think the NHS has been fucked for years.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think any of this is new stuff. So such a spike, I don't know if it's necessarily indicative of anything but an ongoing problem. But I also think the police investigators that they have, and, you know, we've watched many a documentary like this, they said what they always say whenever there's a public inquiry: I stand by it. Stand by it. We dealt with the evidence we were given, and this is the conclusion we came to, and we did the right thing.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Of course they're going to say that. And look, they dealt with the evidence they were given because they went and sought out the evidence they wanted. Because they went to Dr. Dewey Lewis, one man, and got him to look at it. Within 10 minutes of looking at those files, he was like, there's been foul play here.
I forgot about that, yeah.
When there is a panel full of incredibly much more experienced, much higher qualified doctors who were sat in that room, who did the panel, who said there were no murders here. But this one man was enough to convince Cheshire Police there has been foul play here. This man is very, very questionable. And I'm glad they say in the documentary that a senior judge also questioned his reliability and his credibility. This doesn't have anything maybe to do with his credibility, but this is also a man who at one point in his life advocated for the decriminalisation of sex between minors and adults. So let's just, you know, put that out there.
Everyone, they're everywhere.
Everyone's a paedophile.
Every single one.
I think he enjoyed the attention. He wanted to be a part of a case like this. I find his evidence and his takes on this incredibly fraudulent, to be perfectly honest. And I thought when you watch the documentary and there's police interview footage of detectives talking to Lucy Letby, and one point where I literally laughed out loud, where the detective says, when they took her into interview, they said, we wanted to give her the opportunity to provide us with an alternative explanation for why these babies died. And I was like, are you serious? Are you fucking serious? Apparently, all of the doctors on that maternity ward, all the consultants on that maternity ward, and your fucking medical expert, singular, say they don't know. Dr. Dewey Evans says, I don't know why these babies died, and that's why it's suspicious. But you're going to pull her in and be like, what's an alternative explanation for why these babies died if you didn't kill them, to a nurse? Like, that is the most Kafkaesque thing I've ever heard. Because you're basically saying, if you can't provide an alternative explanation, then you killed them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what sort of a ridiculous line of questioning is that? Like, you should be asking that question to multiple medical experts, not to the person you're accusing. Because if she doesn't have an answer, then by default, that means she killed them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, what a bizarre thing to say. Like, I just did not understand that. And then they also said the bit about even Lucy Letby accepted there was synthetic insulin in two of the baby's systems. Because that's what you've told her. Because that's what you told her. Yeah. That is a complete irrelevant point to me. Because to me, Dr. Shuley and those other doctors said that wasn't the case. And that point shouldn't have even been included. We shouldn't even be talking about that anymore. And I also think that not enough felt like it was made of how shocking a defense Lucy Letby got. The fact that not one medical expert was called in her defense.
They couldn't, because the defense wouldn't speak to them. It said at the end, they were like, Lucy Letby's defense refused to...
But they could have made the point that, I don't know why Mark McDonald didn't say it. I don't know why people didn't make the point that in court...
Maybe it's like a legal thing that they had to be there to defend themselves, like right of refusal.
Maybe, but it's absolutely diabolical to me. It just feels completely like, look, the first question for me is, were there murders or not? I can't even get past that point. If people can get past that point, I don't often like to say, well, this person's guilty, but they didn't get a fair trial, and therefore, you know, we need to look at this. I don't think she got a fair trial, and I don't think she's guilty. That's kind of where I stand. But I also don't even think there were any murders. I think that the hospital doesn't want to be liable to all of those families whose babies died as a result of negligence, because that is what Dr. Shuley and all of these other doctors are saying. And, you know, people can be like, who is he to comment on the NHS? Who gives a fuck if it's the NHS or if it's a private hospital?
Yeah, yeah.
He is a doctor. Those people are doctors. On that board was also the chief head of pediatrics in this country. She sided with Dr. Shuley. This wasn't some like external, like outside of the UK coming in to point fingers at us. There were lots of British people on that panel as well, including the head of Royal Pediatrics in this country. So I don't know. It just felt like I can't even get past step one with this case.
I think that's actually quite a good way of putting it. It's like, before you have a murderer, you have to have a murder.
Yeah.
And if you don't...
If you can't even prove that,
yeah,
then what business do you have putting a woman in prison for the rest of her fucking life? This isn't even one of those cases that, like, someone was definitely murdered, but there was a poor, unfair trial that has led to a dangerous conviction, and therefore we need to relook at whether she is guilty or not. And even if you think she is guilty, you need to have due process in this country and the trial wasn't fair and therefore she should be released. I'm not even having that conversation. I'm like, who was murdered?
Mm.
These babies died and it is horrific that that happened. But to me, the blame lays somewhere else. And it is still going on in other hospitals.
Oh, totally. I also laughed out loud. I can't remember which one, but one of the elderly men that's in this, where he was like, well, it was adjudicated by 3 judges. Jury found her guilty. Oh, therefore, the end.
It was Dr. Evans.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you all right?
No.
That's a ridiculous thing to say.
No, it is a ridiculous thing to say.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact that you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. They make it super simple. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with coverage options tailored to your choices. Plus, you'll see which discounts you may qualify for, like the online quote discount or savings for paying in full. In fact, 99% of Progressive Auto customers earn at least one discount. See if you could save when you switch to Progressive. You'll feel good about making a savvy choice. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little extra cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
Does anyone else feel like August is the Sunday of summer? It's the perfect time to hit reset before the autumn rush. And for me, that always starts with my wardrobe. Quince specializes in effortless, high-quality essentials like ultra-soft organic cotton and premium stretch denim. Everything at Quince is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Because they work directly with ethical factories and cut out the middleman, you're paying for actual quality instead of brand markup. Their leather handbags are gorgeous and honestly, just as good quality as designer names. I find myself reaching for Quince accessories as the perfect finishing touch for pretty much all of my outfits. Upgrade your everyday. Go to quince.com/redhanded for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada and the UK too. That's quince.com/redhanded for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/redhanded.
And I'll be honest, like watching this whole thing, I'm glad it happened. I hope this puts pressure on the review board. And I think she has been absolutely railroaded by the state and the prosecution. And I think that already in this country, when it comes to our judicial system, there is such a lack of transparency. There is such a lack of transparency. We do a lot of American cases. And like, we're recording one later today of Brendan Banfield. I sat yesterday and literally watched hours and hours and hours of court footage. Everything is out there. You can make arguments for whether that is appropriate and whether that is a good thing or not. But I think we are living in the total flip side where everything is so untransparent. That I think that is just not a good thing at all. And I think that, I don't know what's going to happen here. We have a very, very arrogant system that protects prosecutors, barristers, and judges. I think it's like the old boys club. I don't think it's there to...
Oh, yeah, I think that's a fact. I don't even think that's an opinion.
It's not there to protect the people. And that's why... Why else would you need such... Is it opaque? What's the opposite of transparency?
Opaqueness.
Opaqueness. Why would you need it to be so opaque? Why would you need it to be so opaque?
Because they're all fucking children. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why we're not allowed to look.
No. And I just think that this whole like very closed off system we have in the UK where nobody can know anything or our appeal system is an absolute nightmare. Like if this was the US, Lucy Letby would already be on her next appeal because just the fact of her piss poor defence. She would have another appeal. In this country, that will never happen because the justice system protects those who are in power. It does not, it's not there to protect people. And this is why I think some people might use this case to even point to why we should get rid of jury trials. If anything, this to me points to the opposite.
Oh, well,
why the fuck would we want?
I have many opinions about jury trials. None of them have even come across my brain hole while thinking about this one. The jury doesn't come into it at all.
The jury made the decision they made. Based on the medical evidence that they were presented with, they did nothing wrong. Lucy Letby's defense and the police, in my opinion, they're the ones to blame. And the prosecution, obviously, as well, because what business did the CPS have looking at the evidence that the police had collected and not say, you need more medical experts to sign off on this? Instead, yeah, let's go to fucking trial with this. So no, I think that if anything, there needs to be more transparency, there needs to be more accountability. And I don't think that the state should be given any more power to be judge, jury and fucking executioner. Mm. Because look at what they've done even when they had a jury. They tricked them. I just feel very heartbroken for all of the families. And I think they deserve to know the truth about what happened to their children. And as much as it might make them feel vindicated or slightly, not that it's ever going to make you feel better. Why would it make you feel better that your baby got murdered rather than died of negligence? But it might make them feel like some justice was done, that Lucy Letby is in prison. But if that's not real justice, then that is false. They should know the truth about what happened.
Yeah.
And I have every sympathy for them. This isn't like, let's stir all this up to hurt those people. But Lucy Letby, in my opinion, doesn't deserve to spend the rest of her life in prison. I think this is a gross miscarriage of justice.
Mm.
I don't know. I didn't learn loads from the documentary, but I'm
no, but you flipped me again. So yeah, free Lucy Letby. But one thing we have not discussed.
Mm.
Can I be digitally anonymized?
What's that?
So when Lucy Letby's mate that she went to uni with, they digitally anonymized her face. So I wasn't like,
oh,
I wasn't.
I miss that.
Brev. That's why she looks so good. So I was like watching it with one eye because I was crocheting an axolotl. Don't ask. And then I looked again, and I was like, God, that light's amazing.
Mm.
She looks great. And looked again, and there's like a thing in the top right hand corner that said digitally anonymized. I want to be digitally anonymized. She looked amazing.
Oh, I didn't. I completely missed that.
That's how good AI is getting, my friend.
There you go.
Yeah.
I must have been typing my notes and looking at my laptop instead of looking at her. Because no, that makes sense.
You very easily could have missed it.
Yeah.
But it's her mate from uni.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, what if they, very sensible decision.
Mm. Oh, absolutely. Because I was watching it and I was like, this is incredibly brave of you to be going out there with your face defending her. I mean, I know I'm doing that, but it's different when you're her friend.
Oh, well, no, and when people can, you know, hound you in the street for writing her letters in prison. Like, absolutely, it's unsafe for her to, you know, have her face out there. And I'm not asking for a before and after.
Yeah.
But like, it was so good.
Wow. Okay, I missed that entirely. That's very interesting. That makes a lot more sense now because I was quite shocked by her appearance in it. I also thought, like, I know Mark McDonald's in it and I know Dr. Shuley's in it, but it felt very much like for a lot of it, there's all these other people talking, like detectives and stuff like that, and Dr. fucking Evans, whatever credit you want to give him. And then it's just like, and then here on Lucy's side is just her mate from uni.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
Anyway, look, I think I've made my point.
I think you have, and you've changed my mind once more.
Look, I think
God. Somebody
commented on our update, which was something that really stuck with me. And I'm sorry, I can't remember who it was that said this. If it was you, please comment again. And she said, however many changes of mind it takes, as long as it's in the pursuit of truth, it doesn't matter.
Mm.
And I was like, I agree.
That's true. It's okay to change your mind, as we say on this show very often.
As long as your pursuit is always the truth, then I think that's fair enough.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, when I make a mistake, the first time we did the episode.
That's true, yeah.
I look back on that and I'm not happy with that. That's not right. That's why we wanted to correct it in the update that we did, which is a very long episode that we released that hopefully you guys just listened to. And after this documentary, I stand by that. I stand by that. I think the documentary did a good job pulling everything together, but did a very poor job in explaining and digging into the nuances of the things that we have discussed in the update.
But are you not entertained?
Exactly. So that's it, guys. That is our update on the Lucy Letby documentary released by Netflix. I don't know. Yeah. You can make up your own minds. That's just what I happen to think.
In the pursuit of truth.
Absolutely. Always be in the pursuit of truth and you will, you know, not go wrong. So that's it. Hopefully you enjoyed this little bonus extra tidbit and we'll see you next week or like now probably for another thing that we're doing. Goodbye.